Welcome po, lalo-lalo na sa mga nandito for the first time. Okay, my name is Don, I'm one of the pastors here. Everything in life is moving forward, okay? I believe in that, okay? Even if you are stationary, ayaw mo mag-move forward, gusto mo lang talaga, okay? Diyan ka lang, and you plant your feet and you don't want to move anywhere. The fact is, you are still moving. Because the world is moving. The earth is moving. Everything. Okay? Time is moving. Okay? Whether we like it or not, everything, okay, is moving forward. Okay? So, and I believe that when it comes to our relationships, it's good for us to move forward. Okay? It's good for us to come into a place where we grow, okay, and experience God for who He is, okay, in a better way. Okay? So, move forward in the things of life. I believe that if we are able to move forward with God, we'll be able to move forward in many things in life, okay? Even in relationships, okay? Whether masaya ka sa relationships mo or meron kang mga hugot kaysa yung mga relationship, okay? Alam mo yun, pag sinasabi mong tatlong beses kang nagmahal, tatlong beses na nagtiwala, ngayon, tatlo sila nagsisisi, okay? Kasi nag-move on ka na, alright? So, or kaya naman nagsisi sila dahil sa'yo, mag-move on ka na rin anyway, okay? So, and that it's important, no? When we move on, okay? We be experience new and greater things, okay? Things that are yet to enjoy. In the same way with our relationship with God, okay? So, and this series intends for us to help us understand, okay? The important things, the essential things, so that we will be able to continually move forward and grow in our relationship with God. Okay, so the way we are approaching this series is we're looking at the life of Apostle Peter, okay, who's one of these original disciples, and learning from his walk with God, his journey with God. And we know that his journey with the Lord have many ups and downs, okay, he had many blunders, okay, but he moved on anyway, and we know that he ended up strong in his faith with the Lord. Sabi nga niya, no, sa 1 Peter, okay, which we talked about last week. Last week we talked about spiritual disciplines, and there are many spiritual disciplines, no? Prayer, fasting, evangelizing, preaching the word, but we focus in the importance of the word of God. Sabi ni Peter, okay, like newborn babies, infants, okay, crave for pure spiritual milk. Crave. I believe that many of you here who are parents, okay, know what that is like, okay, when they were babies, isa lang ang sign ng baby na gutom na siya, okay, hindi po siya nagsasalita, mama, milk, okay. Okay? Hindi, isa lang mo, no, umiiyak siya, wah! Until that, you know, bottle of milk gets into, tsaka yan tatahimik. Okay, so, in the same way, okay, Peter said, we need to continually crave. Okay, so we need to continually crave. Minsan, pag feeling natin, nagtumatanda tayo at nagmamature tayo, paminsan-minsan na lang tayo nagkikrave eh. Oh, di ba? Meron mga bagay na paminsan-minsan mag-crave, okay? Tulad ng crispy pata, okay? So, kung paminsan-minsan ka mag-crave ng crispy pata, okay lang yun. Kung araw-araw at minuto-minuto, okay? So, mukhang meron kang death wish, okay? So, but in the spiritual things, it should not be. Okay? Na paminsan-minsan na lang tayo nag-crave, okay? For the presence of God. No, Peter is saying that we should continually grow in our cravings for God. Because you know what? God desires to speak, okay? My prayer is that, you know, we move from, when it comes to the spiritual disciplines, we move from desiring the Word of God into delighting in His Word. Okay? Na nagdi-delight na tayo, okay? That we cannot live without the Word of God. That we would want God to speak to us because God really desires to speak. And when God speaks, everything changes. Okay, so from hopefully from casual reading of God's word into really craving for the voice of God every day in every opportunity of our lives. Okay, today we're going to talk about essential doctrines. Okay, so and we're going to try to help us understand that. You know, people When it comes to doctrines, okay, many people who are, especially in the ministry, they study for years, okay, to have a deeper, stronger understanding and doctrines in their life. Okay, so we only have 30 minutes to do this, okay, today. But I hope and pray that this will really capture our hearts initially, and from there we will continue to cultivate. We do have some opportunities in our church, okay, where we give basic, okay, doctrines and theological foundations. Okay, and nangyayari yun sa ating mga foundations class, no? Purple Book and Church Community Victory Weekend. How many of you have been to our foundations class? Can you see your hands? Anyone here? Okay. All right. So hopefully, niyo na strengthen yung faith niyo. Okay. So these are basic theology, and really our goal in our movement, in our church. Okay. Minsan kasi pag narinig natin yung word na theology o kaya doctrine, parang wow, ang lalim. Okay. Di ko ma-reach. Okay. So, but really the whole goal of theology, and this is what our leaders always tells us, no? The whole goal of theology, of understanding or studying who God is that we will understand Him so that we will be able to love Him more. That is the whole goal of theology. It's not information, okay? It's nothing more but the desire to be able to love God more, to be able to give God the glory, okay? To be able to have a sincere devotion that results to praising Him. Okay, so we're gonna hopefully have, you know, our hearts steered on that. Now, if I may ask everyone to please stand on their feet. Okay, let's give reverence to the Word of God as we read it. I'd like to read in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 24. You can read along with me if you like. Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 24. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. This is the word of God for us today. Let's just pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to us today, Lord. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see what your Spirit is saying and showing us. And give us a heart ready to respond to your will. Bless your name. Bless your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may go ahead and have a seat. Now, we know that although there are many important doctrines, no, what we want to focus in, okay, that there's a doctrine of heaven, there's a doctrine of hell, okay, there's a doctrine of man, tayong man, okay, the sinful man, there's a doctrine of sin, man, there's a doctrine of church, many other, but what I want to focus in today, okay, is our the doctrine and the belief of who Jesus is. And let me, before I move forward, let me just try to define this term so that we will be in the same page, okay? Essential doctrines, okay? If you're gonna go further study, you're gonna encounter these words, you know, systematic theology or essential doctrines, okay? So, some books, okay, some writings, okay? The word essential simply means absolute necessary, okay? We know that. In other words, it's not just important, it's extremely important. In fact, it's not acceptable na wala yon. You cannot live without. Say, for example, in our body, okay? How many of you know that every part of your body is important? Right? Every part of your body, okay? So, meron ba nag-wish dito na wala kang kuko? Okay? So, importante yung kuko, okay? So, kaya nililinis natin yan, okay? Yung iba, pinipinturahan, okay? So, because, you know, kahit kuko lang yan, it is an important part of the body, okay? So, yung kamay natin, importante yan. But, it doesn't mean na pag may nangyari at natanggalan ka ng kamay, na wala ka ng pag-asang mabuhay. Tama po ba? Now, there are parts of the body na kahit buo pa yung katawan mo, okay? Ang kinis-kinis pa ng balat mo, pero wala na talagang dugo na makuha at mapiga sa'yo, ubos na lahat ng dugo mo, Okay? Sigurado ako, mamamatay ka na. Okay? Hindi nga mamatay, patay ka na noon. Okay? Because it is essential. Hindi pwede na wala yun. Kamay, pwede pang matanggal, mabubuhay ka pa. Pero kung dugo mo, lahat ng dugo mo, okay, wala na, hindi ka na talaga mabubuhay. Because it is essential. It is not just important, it is essential. Okay? The word doctrine simply means a belief, okay, or a set of beliefs, no, held and taught by a church or a political group, okay, or any other group or party. Okay, it's kumbaga meron silang mga set of not just even values, okay, but beliefs, okay, core beliefs, okay, that they stood by, that they fight for, that they're willing to die for. Okay, so Wayne Grudem, who is a theologian, defined doctrine in the context of Christianity. He says that the doctrines are what the whole Bible teaches us today on some particular topics. Okay, what does the Bible say? And that is the most important attitude and belief that we need to have, you know, in whatever issues and whatever things in life. What does the Bible say? Okay, what does the Bible say with regards to my relationship, okay, with this person? What does the Bible say with the issues right now in our nation? Okay, what does the Bible say about this? And that's the most important essential beliefs that we need to have, that we need to cultivate in our lives. Okay, so knowledge and understanding of who Jesus is what we want to focus in today. Okay, so the other essential doctrines, you want to encourage you to take some time to study that for yourself. Okay, don't just say, "But I'm not a theologian." Well, you don't have to be a theologian. Okay, so to understand who God is, better that, you know, as a disciple, you would understand God in a deeper way. Now, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" All right. If Jesus will ask you, "Who do you say I am?" How would you respond? Now, we know that his disciples, specifically Peter, responded in Matthew 16. Jesus said to them, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." God gave Peter an understanding at that moment of who Jesus is. And although Peter had some many serious mistakes, serious blows and blunders in his walk with God, okay? He was called Jesus one time as Satan. She's talking, "Get behind me, Satan." Right? So he was rebuked a couple of times, okay, by his Lord, okay, the Lord Jesus Christ. He denied Jesus, okay, one of his worst blunders, that he would deny Jesus, okay, and he came into a place of trying to go back to his old life, go back fishing and forget about, you know, following Jesus, forget about, okay, the 3 years of experience and walking with him. But I believe that it's because of this revelation and understanding of who Jesus is that, you know, Peter gets back into his right senses, that he's able to move forward and ended up strong in the Lord. Okay. 2 Peter 3:18, Peter himself said this, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity." He's able to encourage, he encourages people to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, the starting point of moving forward in our relationship with God is in our knowledge of who He is and His grace in our lives, is in an understanding of what He has done for us and what is His will for us. What are the essential beliefs, okay, that we need to embrace about Jesus Christ? Right? There are 3 things that I want to focus in today. We heard many of this already, but let this be not just a reminder, but let this be really a truth that will continually grow, okay, and establish us in the faith. Okay, we're going to talk about Jesus as man, Jesus as God, and Jesus as Savior. Okay, that's an essential doctrine of who Jesus is, because He is all of that. Okay, one at the same time. Let me first start with Jesus as man. Okay, Jesus was a man. Okay, He is a man. He still is a man. Okay, so He will forever be man. Okay, so verse 22, men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through Him in your midst, as you yourselves know. Okay, Jesus was a man. God Himself attested that Jesus was a man. He Himself testified that He is, okay, a man, okay, a human being, okay, just like us. He is a human being, okay, so, and it all starts in the virgin birth, okay, it all starts in the virgin birth. Okay, it's hard to talk about Jesus being a man and not at least touch, okay, the idea of the virgin birth, okay. The virgin birth attests to Jesus' humanity, okay. Through the virgin birth, it was made possible the uniting of the full deity of Jesus Christ and the fullness of His humanity. Okay, so Jesus is not just a man, He's also God. We'll talk more about that later. But first, let's talk about the idea of Jesus being a man. Okay, through the virgin birth, it was made possible that Jesus, who was God from the very beginning in eternity past. Now, there was a time that Jesus was not, okay, a man. He was just God. But He added into His nature. Dinagdagan niya yung sarili niya. Okay? Other than being God, to become a man. Okay? And that's not the first time that he added titles or nature to Himself. You know? He is also Savior. But did you know that if we have not sinned, He will never be a Savior? The only reason why He became a Savior is because we have sinned. Tama po ba? He is Lord and God from the very beginning. And yet He added into His nature the nature of a man. Okay, because He had a purpose. He had a reason why. The virgin birth also makes possible Christ through humanity without the inheritance of sin, okay, without the nature of sin. Yes, He was man just like you and me, okay, in every way, except for one thing, that He had no nature of sin. Okay, He had, not only that He had no sin, He had no nature of sin. Okay, because His lineage does not come from Adam. Every man born under Adam is born under the nature of sin. And that's the reason why we sin. Okay? We sin because we are sinners. Adam became a sinner because he sinned. Do you understand that? Dahil nagkasala siya, naging sinner siya. Dahil sinner tayo, magkakasala tayo. That is already our nature. Okay? But Jesus, even though He was fully human, 100%, having all the faculties of being human, He had no nature of sin. And that's why He can identify with us. And we can identify with Him. We should identify ourselves with Him. Hebrews 4:15 tells us, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted." Sino sa inyo may weakness dito? Oh, okay, so, sinong tao dito? Meron ba? Sino dito, you know, natitempt ka? Okay? At sometimes, minsan, okay, na papagive in ka sa temptation. Ako lang ba? Okay? Ako lang. Nakakahiya, you know? Ako lang makasalanan dito. Okay, so. But Jesus, he had weakness. He was tempted, yet, He was without sin. What does this mean to us, Jesus being fully human? In other words, Jesus has a human body. He gets tired, okay? He gets hungry, okay? He needed to rest. Sometimes He sleeps, okay? Kasi tao siya, okay? So, pag may natutulog sa katabi mo, tao kasi yan eh. Okay, wag mo istorbohin yan, alright? So, okay, mayaan mo, okay? Kung hindi tao yan, hindi yan matutulog. Okay, so, hopefully, okay, magising siya maya-maya, you know? So, he has a human body. He gets tired, okay? Sometimes he has to, you know, recuperate some energy and some strength. Okay, so, he gets hungry, he eats. He actually eats. Okay? Si Vision ng Marvel, hindi kumakain. Okay? Para siyang tao. Okay? So, anyway, so, but Jesus is, because he is fully human, he eats. He gets hungry. Not only that, Jesus had a human mind. In other words, he has the ability to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding just like us. Hello? Okay. May growth ba of knowledge and wisdom and understanding dyan? Okay, so, mukhang may wisdom. All right, so, huwag ka nang tumingin. Okay, so, may wisdom yan. Okay, so, not only that, he learned obedience. Okay? He learned obedience. Natutunan niya, lumaki siya, natutong mag-obey. Lumaki din siya na natutong magtiwala kay God the Father. Because he had a human mind, okay? He processes things. He reasons and he communicates. Okay? He understands and he tried to make people understand by communicating and processing things. Okay, so not only that, Jesus had a human soul. That means he had an emotion, okay? Naiiyak siya, napapaiyak siya, okay? So, okay, parang naiiyak siya pag meron siyang mahal sa buhay, kaibigan na namatay, umiiyak siya. Naiiyak siya pag nakikita niya yung tao, okay? Na kung saan ibibigay niya yung buhay, pero you know, patuloy pa rin ang ibang landas. Naiiyak siya doon. Alam niyo ba 'yon? Okay? When he cried out, "Oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often do I long as a hen gathers her chicks around her?" Well, that's a cry of her heart, a longing. May mga longing siya, because he had a soul, he had an emotion. Okay, he marveled, na-amaze siya sa taong nagpapakita ng faith. Whoa, talagang even small faith, okay, small as a mustard seed. Nadidismay din siya sa mga taong walang ka-faith at all. Nadidismay siya. Nadidiscourage siya. Okay, so, why? Because he's human. He is a man. And he had all of this. He had all of the faculties. And that is the reason why Hebrews says he can very much relate with us. But not only that, knowing, why is this important? To really see Jesus as human, because it gives us assurance that, you know, we can also identify with, we can come to Jesus and he knows how to comfort us, because he has been through weakness, he has been through temptation, and the only difference between Jesus and us is that he never gave in, but he knows what we are going through. And he can comfort us. He can identify himself with us. And we can identify ourselves with him. In fact, Jesus is the best person to have a relationship with. Hello? Meron tayong relationship. Pag na-trouble, tatabo tayo. You know, kay mom and dad. Okay, yon. Okay, that's great. Mom and dad is there to help. They have the best intentions for you. We go to our friends for trouble, to find comfort. That's great. But the best, in fact, the most essential relationship that you need to have is Jesus Christ. Because he's human too. And he knows you, and you can know him. You can have a relationship with him. Are you getting this? Jesus is fully human, and he had all the faculties of being a human. But he had no sin. And that's why he can not only comfort us, he can lead us also into victory. In fact, Jesus became a man to live the life, the perfect life we should have lived. He lived that out for us. Okay? He fulfilled that for us. That's why if you need a friend to listen, if you need somebody to comfort, if you need all of the things you need in a person, it can be found in Jesus Christ. He's the best relationship that you need to have. He is, in fact, the most essential relationship that we need to have. Secondly, Jesus as God. Acts 2, 32, 33, and 36. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made Him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom we crucified. Right. He is both Lord and Christ. Not only that He is human, He is also God. Okay, so, and if you didn't notice, now if you look at these three verses, okay, all of the Godhead are there. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Trinity. That's one evidence or concept of Trinity right there. There is no direct, okay, anong tawag doon, yung statement of the word Trinity. You can't find it in the Bible, but it's printed all over. Not just in the Bible, it's printed all over creation. It's printed in you. Body, soul, and spirit, okay? Solid, liquid, gas, okay? Okay. Small, medium, large. Nee, joke lang, okay? So anyway, it's all over. It's printed all over, okay? The stamp of Trinity, okay? So there are distinct yet one, okay, in their nature and their attributes. And sometimes people have trouble accepting this truth, okay, but the Bible is clear about this concept, okay? Now, there are those who see Jesus as only a man, only a prophet, only a teacher, okay, a good leader, nothing more, nothing less. But this is not consistent with the Bible. Yes, He is man, but He is also God, okay? He is both, okay, all together at the same time. He is both, okay? So 100% man, 100% God. Ano ibig sabihin nito? Okay, that He is divine, that Jesus is divine. In other words, He was God who is there from the very beginning. He was there when He created the earth. He was there when you are being conceived, when you are being formed. The Bible says in darkness you are being conceived. He was there. He saw you even before the beginning of time. Isn't that amazing? Why? Because He's God. You know, I used to curse the day I was born because of all the hurt and the pain, the misery, okay, all of the dysfunctional relationship that I grew up with, okay, so being lost, okay, being so insecure. At talagang, how I wish I was never born. I used to say that. But when I come to know the Lord, when I've come to have a relationship with God, and having understood that, you know, God saw me, God thought of me before there was time, He already saw me. In fact, He thought of me, that's why He saw me. And because He thought of me, I was brought forth into this world. And it didn't matter how I was born. It didn't matter what kind of family I grew up with. Yes, okay, the pains are real. The miseries are real. How I wish I haven't experienced those. But all of that doesn't matter anymore when you begin to come to understand who God is. That He is your God. That though He is Creator, that though He was from the beginning, He is your God. He can be your God. You can know Him. And so I bless the day I was born. And I bless the day I was born again. Okay, yesterday, birthday ko po. Okay, 27 years old na ako. O, totoo po yan. Second birthday ko, yung na-born again ako. April 29, 1990. My second life. I'm 27 years old. Okay, so ayaw na talaga maniwala. Okay, sige. I'm talking about spiritual. Okay, so anyway. He is divine, okay? Not only that He is divine, He is Almighty God. In other words, He is ruler of heaven and earth. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is mighty. He is powerful. The same power that though He saw you before the beginning and creation of time, He brought you out. in this world. Kahit sabihin ba ng magulang mo, okay, hindi ka plinano, aksidente ka lang, or whatever. Walang bastardo kay Lord. Hello? Wala. Because He already, the fact that you are here, nakita ka na niya. Kaya magpasalamat tayo. Could you imagine kung wala ka dito ngayon, never kang nakita ni Lord. Never kang naisip ni Lord. Kung wala ka dito ngayon, imagine that. But the fact that you are, no matter what troubles you're going through, no matter what challenges and temptations, God saw you and God can be mighty on your behalf because He is Almighty God. He's powerful God. He has a purpose for you. He is the one who brought you into being. Not only that, He is in control. Because He is divine and He is almighty. He is in full control over every situation of your life. Isaiah prophesied that the government will be upon His shoulders and the increase of His government, there will be no end. He was called Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. And He receives worships. He accepts worship from His people, from His disciples. Because He is God, and He is Almighty, and He is in control. I don't know about you as a disciple. When you grow in an understanding of who Jesus is, that should change your life. No matter what challenges, no matter what temptations, no matter what weakness may come in the way. You know, sometimes the problem is that, you know, some, and this is where, you know, the problem of the cults come in, and they reduce Jesus to just human. That's it. Okay? And they have a different God. Ironic guy, okay? They plaster the name of Jesus, but when you really go deep, Jesus is never worshipped. Jesus is never honored as God. But Jesus is both human and He is both God. You can have a personal relationship with Him and He can be your God. He can be mighty on your behalf. He can take full control over every affairs of your life. Not only that, He is Savior. Jesus is Savior. He is your Savior. Wayne Grudem said this, Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man in one person and will be so forever. Right? You know, if Jesus is not God, then Jesus cannot save us. But praise God, Jesus is both human and is God. And that's why He is Savior. Verse 23-24. And this Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised Him up, loosing the pangs of death because it was not possible for Him to be held by it. It's not possible for Him to die. What does it mean when we say Jesus is our Savior? Jesus is the Savior. That means He became the atoning sacrifice for our sins. The sins that we need to, you know, to pay, but we can never pay. No matter how hard you try to pay for your sin, not even our death, okay, can satisfy sin. In fact, if we die a sinner, there's only one destiny for a person who die and remains a sinner and not saved. You know where the destiny of that person is? Hell. That's the doctrine of hell. That's not what the Bible says. Jesus preached about it. But He became the atoning sacrifice. He was the Lamb of God that was slain for our sins. His blood was shed so that we may receive forgiveness of sin. His death, His very death, brought redemption. You see, that's why this very life, work, and person of Jesus Christ is in itself the gospel. Jesus, you know, the good news of the gospel is that, you know, God became man in the person of Jesus Christ. And because He's God, He lived the perfect life He can never live, and He died the death we should have died. That's gospel. That's good news for all of us. Not just once, but every day of our life. And His resurrection, 3 days later, He rose back from the dead. Talking about resurrection, His resurrection guarantees salvation to those who repent and believe. But listen to me, church. Not only that his resurrection guarantees salvation, it gives power to our faith. Because if there is no resurrection, all of our faith is futile and foolishness. All of believing for spiritual things, ganun ka powerful yung ginawa ni Lord as Savior. His death, burial, and resurrection. Because of the resurrection, your faith has power. Not only that, you are assured. Your faith has an assurance. Kaya church, grow your faith. Because the more your faith grow, the more the assurance and the power of God working in you. Because the resurrection empowers our faith. And who resurrected is not us. Kaya nga, may faith ka lang. Because Jesus already rose back from the dead. You have such a guarantee in your faith. That's why we live by faith, not by sight. The righteous shall live by faith. From first to last, from the day you get saved until the day you breathe your last or Jesus returns. I mentioned about the virgin birth a while ago. You know, the other truth about the virgin birth, not only it gives made possible Jesus, humanity and divinity, becoming one. Okay, so it also shows us and reminds us, listen to me, church, that salvation comes from God and never from man. That's what the virgin birth tells us. That salvation is never about what man can do, but it is the power of God and the work of God. Because the virgin birth, in human terms, is impossible. How can a virgin be pregnant and bring forth a baby and remain pregnant? Cannot be. Except by the power of God. And that very truth brought about our salvation. That is the gospel. And that is an essential belief that we need to have. He saved us from sickness. He saves us from death. He saves us from destruction, from our foolishness. Not only that, He saves marriages. Okay, He saves broken lives and broken souls. He serves those who are in pain and hurt in their soul. Not only that, He saves us from our sins, your sins, the many sins that we have. He save us because He is God and He is man. And He wants to be our God and He wants to have a relationship with us. He made Himself a Savior by grace through faith. Isn't that amazing? Your sins are forgiven. Your soul is saved. I don't know about you, okay? But we should grow in the knowledge and understanding of what that means in our lives every day. You see, the essential doctrine of Christianity, here's what I want us to take home with us. And I pray that we will stay true to this. Stay true to the essential doctrines of Christianity, which is hinged in the life, the works, and the person of Jesus Christ. And that is the gospel. That God became man in Jesus Christ. And He lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died in our place. But 3 days later, He rose back from the dead, proving that He is the Son of God and is offering a free gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins to those who will repent and believe in Him. The person of Jesus Christ alone is an essential belief that we need to grow. Again, Peter said, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and to the day of eternity. If we are to glorify Him, now and the rest of our lives. If we are to follow Him, how many of you wants to glorify God? If we are to do that, we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of who our Lord and Savior is. Jesus Christ, who is 100% man, knows us, and we can identify with Him. We can have a relationship with Him. He is God, mighty, powerful, in control, who saw us even before the beginning of time. And He is Savior. Savior to every need that we have, especially sin. That is the God that we want to pursue. That is the God that we want to move forward in our relationship with. Meditate on God's Word. Make your obedience to God a pursuit. Amen? Let me pray. Lord, thank You for Your grace. Thank You for who You are, Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. We are moved and touched by who You are and the revelation and the understanding of who You are. Lord, I pray that You would open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, that we may see You more and more. Open our ears that we may hear You, because You desire, Lord, to speak to us, to show Yourself to us. Oh Lord Jesus, I pray that we would grow in our trust and in our faith in You, Lord. Thank You that because You died and rose again, our faith is the most powerful thing that we have, that we possess. And thank You for that gift of faith. And Lord, I pray that You would increase us in our knowledge and understanding of who You are. That You would give us a fresh understanding, a fresh revelation, a fresh insight, Lord God, of who You are, Lord. That we will not put You in a box, Lord God. That we will not limit You to just being God, like many people, because You are just God. You are just a religion. You are just a symbol. But You are more than God. You are man too. That You came to have a personal relationship with us. That we can know You. That we can love You. That we can desire You. And that we can be satisfied by You. And You are our Savior. Thank You for saving us. And Lord, continually save us. Lord, I pray for Your people. Let this truth steer the hearts to grow in knowledge and understanding of who You are. In Jesus' name.